Mark Tegubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted and so happy, beloved, to have you joining us for another few moments of Bible study together as we're looking into the Word of God. And it's our privilege to be able to come into your presence today to share with you the words of the living, eternal God. I trust you have a Bible or a New Testament, and you can study along with us. If you do not have a New Testament, it would be our privilege and our joy to send one to you absolutely free and postage paid. It contains 27 books in one volume, and we would be delighted to send one to you free and postage paid. What we need is your name, your mailing address printed clearly, including the name of your country. And if you'll get your pencil or paper, I'll be glad to give you our mailing address. We want you to have this free New Testament so you can study along with us, so you can grow in the knowledge of the true and the living God, so you can know the truth, because, beloved, the truth liberates and delivers and sets us free from the bondage, control, and dominion of sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. John 14:6, Jesus said to the disciples, I am the way to the Father. I am the truth. I am the life. He's the way, he's the truth, he's eternal life. To have the Lord Jesus Christ is to have the truth. It's to have life eternal, and to have the indwelling Holy Spirit who comes to live within our spirit, as Ephesians 1 points out, as God's guarantee of our salvation. I believe it's verse 13 and 14 of Ephesians 1 that tells us the Holy Spirit is God's seal, God's guarantee that we're His when we accept Christ as Savior. John 3:6 tells us that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Holy Spirit moves into our spirit when we cry out to the Lord God, acknowledging we're a sinner, admitting that we believe that Christ died for our sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today, and we ask Him to come into our life. He sends the Holy Spirit of God to move into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to apply the blood of Christ to make us pure and clean and holy. Now, our mailing address is Bob Griggs. That's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs. On the next line, you will put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box. Capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. And the number is 825. Post office box 825. On the next line, you will put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in. And then our zip code is very important. It is 8-1-1-3-7-0-8-2-5. Again, the zip code, 81137-0825. That's very important that you have the zip code. Then on the last line, you'll put United States of America. Or you can abbreviate it with capital U, capital S, capital A. USA, United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you, beloved. Your letters are such a rich blessing and an encouragement to us, and it's our joy to mail to you the free New Testament. We'll also give you some gospel tracts. We'll send you our picture and prayer card. We'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. We have a number of Bible correspondence courses, and each one of them have several lessons. And our first Bible correspondence course has 10 or 12 lessons in it. And if you will complete 4 of our Bible correspondence courses, then it will be our pleasure and joy to mail you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible. We want you to learn the Word of God. That's why we give you this incentive to get into the Word of God and to take these Bible course lessons so you can grow in the knowledge of the truth and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and understand the truth of God's Word so you can grow spiritually and your life will be a life that will bring glory to the Lord God and a blessing to others. Now, we've been studying in the Old Testament, which is in the complete Bible that we will send to you. We've been studying the Old Testament in the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Remember that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed or hidden. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed or made clear and made understandable. Many truths hidden in the Old Testament that Old Testament saints did not understand are now made clear and plain for we who have the New Testament, which opens up and unlocks the truths of the Old Testament. And so in Exodus chapter 12, we read about the Passover. You remember the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt, and they were slaves in bondage, having to do the will of the Egyptian people. And God raised up Moses to go to the children of Israel to deliver them. And Moses, under the power of God, brought many plagues upon the land against all the gods of the children of Israel. But the Pharaoh, the leader of Israel, would not allow them to go. And so finally, this was the last plague that God was bringing upon the children of Israel, recorded in Exodus chapter 12. And God told Moses to pick out a lamb for the children of Israel, a special lamb. Every one of the families were to choose a lamb. And if the family was too small, then two families would go together because they were to eat all that lamb that night because the death angel was going to pass through the land, and that lamb had special significance. The blood was to be caught, you remember, and the blood was to be placed on both the side posts of the door and across the top of the door, and the houses that had the blood applied, the firstborn was safe and was delivered from the judgment of God. But the houses that did not have the blood applied, the firstborn died, both of cattle and of people that were in those houses. And so the blood of the lamb was very important. And beloved, why was Jesus born in a stable and laid in a manger? It's because John the Baptist introduced him as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Lamb of God. And so this lamb in the Old Testament was a picture and was a type and was pointing to God's Lamb who someday would come and die for the sins of the whole human race, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. The blood had to be applied. And that's why when a person believes in the Lord Jesus and accepts Christ as Savior, God's Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to make us pure and clean and holy within our spirit. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And that's why Christ shed His blood. He gave His life. It pictures Him giving His life for our sins, that by believing in Him, we might have forgiveness of sin, we might have peace with God, we might have salvation, we might have eternal life. And so, beloved, the blood had to be applied. And then we realize and read there in the book of Exodus, chapter 12 again, and in verse 33, we read concerning these words, Exodus 12:33. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We be all dead men." You see, beloved, the children of Israel were delivered by the Lamb and the blood of the Lamb. They were delivered. They had to eat the lamb that night, and you recall they were to let nothing of it remain until the morning, picturing that Christ, the day He was crucified, was buried that very day before sunset. That day He was buried and was in the grave 3 days, and then He arose from the grave. And so the children of Israel were delivered from the land of Egypt. The Egyptians urged them to leave, verse 33 of Exodus 12, because all of their firstborn died that night. And so they said, "You children of Israel, get out of here. Leave this land. All these plagues that we've experienced, and now death. We're going to all die if you don't leave. Leave us." And so, verse 33, the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We be all dead men." Yes, beloved, they were delivered. The children of Israel were delivered by the death of the Lamb. And so everyone today who puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is set free from the bondage of sin and delivered from the bondage of sin. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, the Bible makes it clear of the deliverance that we have from the bondage of sin and how that we are delivered and set free. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6 states, "Knowing this, that our old man, our old sin nature, is crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." You see, beloved, every individual is born a sinner and is separated from God and is a slave to sin. But Jesus Christ came to deliver us. He came to liberate us. He came to set us free. And when we accept Christ as Savior, we're delivered and set free from the bondage of sin. We're given peace and joy. Till next time, goodbye.